I'd like to take a moment to let you all know about a new nonprofit organization started by my brother Craig. It's called Treats and Truth. They fill oversized brown lunch bags with snack items, chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, etc. Also, a bottle of water, toothbrush, toothpaste, sanitary wipes, and most importantly, a small gospel tract book of John. No cigar? I'll have to talk to him about that. The bags are then hand-delivered to the homeless and people in need in and around the Los Angeles area. Let's help get this ministry off the ground. They're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so any and all donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Visit their website at treatsandtruth.org. Check out the show notes for the link. Also, please follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Welcome to episode 65 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope you're having a good week, and glad you're listening to the podcast today. This week, I am going upscale and fancy with the Padron 1926 Siri No. 90 Maduro. And before anybody thinks I hit the lottery, this was a gift, so I don't smoke these hardly ever. So with that, let's go head on over to the Padron website and see what this is all about. The award-winning Padron 1926 Siri premiered in 2002 to commemorate Jose O. Padron's 75th birthday, with 10 sizes available. Continuing our tradition, this series is offered in a box-pressed format. These cigars are individually handcrafted from tobacco aged 5 years, then blended to create an exceptionally smooth, complex, balanced, and full-bodied flavor. For protection, a double band with an individually numbered guarantee label is applied to every cigar to safeguard against counterfeiting. Available in both sun-grown natural and Maduro wrappers. And I think I did mention that I'm smoking the Maduro. So the Vitolas are the number 1, 6 3/4 by 54. The number 9, 5 1/4 by 56, which was awarded the Cigar Aficionado Cigar of the Year for 2007. The number 2 is a 5 1/2 by 52. Number 6 is 4 3/4 by 50. The number 35 is a 4 by 48. Number 40 is a 6 1/2 by 54. That was awarded Cigar Aficionado Cigar of the Year in 2004. The number 47 is a 5 1/2 by 50. The number 48, 5 1/2 by 60. Number 80, 6 3/4 by 54. And the number 90, which I'm smoking, is the 5 1/2 by 52. And that is the Padron 1926 Siri. And the reason I don't smoke these hardly ever, This in the 8 or 9 years I've been smoking cigars at this point, 9 years, I think. I think I've had 2 of these. So here in California, if you go buy one at a cigar shop after tax, you're looking at around $30. So it's a rarity. And like I said, this one was a gift. So this will be the last one for quite a long time, I would imagine. So with that, let's get back into Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. And we're still in chapter 4. And the title of this week's section is Christ Died. It is a bedrock fact that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified in AD 30 or 33 during Passover under the governor Pontius Pilate during the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Renowned New Testament scholar E.P. Sanders puts Jesus' crucifixion on a list of almost indisputable facts which can be known beyond doubt. Jesus' crucifixion is a bedrock fact in part because within 130 years of his death, it is attested by Paul, 1 Corinthians 1:13 and 23, 2:2, 15:3, 2 Corinthians 13:4, Galatians 2:20, 3:1 and 13, 6:14, and Romans 6:6. All four Gospels, Mark 15:22 through 25, Matthew 27:33 through 36, Luke 23:32 through 34, and John 19:18 and 23 through 24, Acts 2:23, 3:13 through 15, 5:30, 10:39, and 13:29. Josephus, Antiquities 16.63 through 64. The Roman historian Tacitus, Annals 15.44. And Lucian of Samosata, who calls Jesus that crucified sophist in the passing of Peregrinus 11 through 13. According to Luke, Acts, and John, Jesus was nailed to the cross by both his hands and his feet. Luke 24:39 through 40, Acts 2:23, John 20:20, 25, and 27. But the earliest evidence of Jesus' death, dating somewhere between months to 10 years afterward, is the beginning of the creedal tradition in 1 Corinthians 15:3. Christ died. Even though it does not mention crucifixion specifically, 99% of scholars agree this refers to Jesus' crucifixion under Pontius Pilate. The first part of the creed, Christ died, is as historical as anything can ever be, as John Dominic Crossan says. But what about the next two phrases? For our sins and according to the scriptures. What do they mean? Are these claims also bedrock facts? Did he just hang on that cross and die, like Yohanan and tens of thousands of others from the ancient world? Or did he hang on that cross and die for our sins, yours and mine? That'll complete this section of Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. Don't forget to check the show notes for the link to Dr. Bass's website where you can pick up copies of his books, which I highly recommend, and check out his YouTube page. Lots and lots of videos there. You can spend hours and hours, and I did. Also, I'm sure you've heard the commercial for the Treats and Truth Ministry at the beginning of the show. So that's a brand new homeless ministry started by my brother. They just got their 501c3 status tax exempt. So check out the show notes for that also. And of course, groundworksministries.com for daily Bible studies and devotionals. and the Burning Bush Podcast merchandise store, where you can pick up some things to help spread the word about the show. And as always, I'd appreciate it if you would tell your friends. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.